their lives to Jesus and make a public commitment. For a split second, I was selfishly disappointed not to hear the talk, but swiftly thought, well, which would Jesus have thought important? And the answer was obvious. And there was very joyful singing and rejoicing as everyone recommitted themselves to the Lord, and a large number of people came forward to accept Jesus as their Lord and Saviour for the first time. Almost certainly, the church community in Philippi had come to faith in Jesus through Paul's preaching to crowds, but where no one had have heard of Jesus. Paul is writing to these dear friends who, on hearing that he is in prison, have sent him a gift of money, and they have collected from their church community the money that they've collected from their church community in Philippi. Philippi is in northern Greece and was the first place in Europe to hear the good news that there was a new king, the crucified and risen Jesus. Just a little reminder, we actually as people are the church, not the building. So when you come in the New Testament, when it talks about the church, they didn't probably have a building, they probably met in each other's homes. In Paul's day, people in prison were not normally given food by their captors and had to rely on friends and relatives. So this gift of money was from far distant friends was a welcome surprise. This letter makes it clear that although Paul loved all the people in his churches that he'd founded, the people of Philippi were dearly loved by him and they gave him most joy. He's really thankful to God that he knows them and he prays for them regularly. Do you like writing thank you letters? I'm looking at the small people over the younger Christians. Do you like receiving thank you letters from other people? All the rest of us. Yes, I do. Especially if they've got photographs on them. And you might recognize two of those. Paul uses his thank you letter to say a few other things. He wants them to know how much God loves them so that their love will overflow to others. He gives thanks to God that they've partnered with him in spreading the gospel of good news, and he urges them to stay strong and united in the face of persecution. He tells them they are citizens of heaven, and he encourages them to rejoice and pray. Now, would you think of the people who are really important to you in your life, as Paul would say, who have you on that you have on your heart? And now would you think of the Christian who is most influential in helping you to know Jesus? There might be a few. Try just to pick one. Now, and very shortly, the young people or the younger people will be given a little string of people to write the name of anyone who is very special to them in telling them about Jesus. Maybe we could have those now for people to colour in, my lovely sides. They've got them. Colour away then, and but remember to ask or write the name of the person who has told you lots about Jesus. It might be Phil, but I'm not. And it might be Steph, and it might be people. It might be Mum and Dad. Now, maybe there's a member of your family, a teacher, a friend, or work colleague. If you were brought up in a church, possibly a member of the congregation. We may have heard a preacher whose words seem just for us, and we may have been on a course like Alpha. Your faith may have deepened gradually, or you may have had a very significant experience of God, which makes you know in your inner being that God is real and wants a loving personal relationship with you. You may have met someone whose inner joy and peace intrigues you, and you want some of that for yourself. Maybe you were brought to church or a Christian event for the first time, and the welcome and the worship overwhelmed and satisfied your soul, as the song says, as the power of the Holy Spirit truly met you, surprised and ambushed you, and you knew in your heart that this is what was missing from your life. Or you may still be struggling to understand and feel what it is that following Jesus is all about. Maybe your faith started as a small mustard seed. Maybe it's still there waiting to grow. Maybe it's growing slowly and putting down roots and bursting into bloom. We do not have to be all sorted out before we come to Jesus. He accepts our pocket full of faith and does amazing things as he transforms us into his likeness. If you've got a pew sheet, just have a little look at the top of it and what is written in red. Would anybody like to tell me? Something about values of St. Margaret's? Sorry, a bit short on pew sheets this morning, are we? Okay. Yes, please.
Our purpose is to know and share God's transforming love with one another, our local community, and the wider world.
Thank you, Kim. Our purpose is to know and share God's transforming love. And so, really scary, I ask you to do that now. Share with your neighbour how this significant person you give thanks for brought you nearer to knowing the presence of God. That person that has told you and brought you nearer God. If that's a difficult one for you, just think about significant Christians in your life and what it is that attracts you to them. Hopefully. Lovely. I'm going to have to stop you there, but maybe you could carry on those conversations after the service. And so you have been sharing your story. You've been partnering in the gospel, like the Philippians, who were clearly all sharing the good news of Jesus with everyone. Paul writes of them as partners in mission with him. As they received Jesus as their Saviour, they were filled with joy, and they just wanted to bless others with knowing the Lord. So what's changed since then? Has anything changed, basically, as some of us would say? We're still called to experience the beauty, love, grace, abundant generosity, mercy and compassion of God, and experience his presence with us in the everyday. As we seek the presence of God, we receive the power to tell others about our faith journey and why we follow Jesus. This same Holy Spirit will guide us to those he wants us to speak to about Jesus, and it may not be only words, but also actions. The promise of God is that he who began a good work in you will thoroughly complete it by the day of King Jesus. Now, most of you, I hope, will have received a card with some helpful quotations on. If you haven't, and I'm really sorry if we've run out, which I think we might have done, would you accept one of those, which actually tells us that we do pray for people in various roads? Anybody in need of a card? Okay. Now, on that card, I would like you to write particularly the name of the person who was very significant in bringing you to know Christ, so that you can give thanks for them regularly. So you prop your card up somewhere where you can see it and remind you. And because I can never make up my mind to do just one thing, I'd like you to also possibly write on that card the name of somebody that you feel the Holy Spirit is calling you to talk to about your faith, your story, and whom you would love to bring to know the Lord Jesus. If you're short, you probably need a biro. If you're short of a biro, or because I'm not sure pens work, we have a little stash of biros at the back. Would you like to wave if you need something to write with? We all seem to be fairly well equipped. And I'm going to ask you to pray when they've just done the significant writing, hopefully.
Just as we're doing that, I'm going to ask Libby to start to play a song of response, which is give thanks with a grateful heart. We've got so much to give thanks to God for, in particular, thanking Him for those, as Madeline said, who have been important to us in sharing God's love. And as the music group just begin to play this, just continue writing and make that writing a prayer. And before we sing this, I'm just going to say some prayers to help us to bring some of these themes together. So when you've finished writing on your card or colouring on your men and women, perhaps you'd like to stand with me. Libby, if you can just play, and we're just going to say some prayers while the music's playing. So let's stand together. If you're still writing, you can carry on writing. That's absolutely fine. And just hold those cards in your hand as an expression of prayer, as an expression of prayer to God. And just as Libby plays, I'm just going to say a prayer to bring these things together. So, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the name written on these cards or drawn on these people of the person for us who's been most significant in showing us God's love, in bringing us to Christ. And we thank you for that person right now, whether they're alive or whether they've moved on to heaven to be with you. We thank you for them, for their faithfulness. And Lord, as we give thanks for that person, we also hold before you the other name, Lord, the person who we would like to share your love with. Lord, give us the courage to speak your words of love to them. Give us the ability to share our own experience with them of your love for us. And Lord, as we do that, we pray for those who are evangelists and missionaries around the world, whose lives are dedicated to sharing your love. We pray for our mission partners, for Natasha and Brandon in Cambodia particularly, Lord, as they share your love with those people in that land. And we bring all these prayers together as we say, Amen.